You are now listening to episode 30 of the official Dom J Radio Show. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the official Dom J Radio Show. However you're listening, whatever platform you're using, thank you. What's up, y'all, man? I hope y'all have been blessed. Hope y'all have been less stressed drinking your water and minding your business. This is a special edition episode, as earlier this week I got my COVID vaccine and wanted to share with y'all the details of it, my journey, the after effects, and all of that. So stay tuned right after this brief message. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast, you may or may not know my stance on getting the COVID vaccination. I, for one, am all for it. I believe it's one of those opportunities where if you're trying to have any sort of semblance of what life was like prior to the pandemic, that this is one of the steps you can take in getting vaccinated. So just to clarify that before, you know, for any new listeners, wanted to go ahead and get that out of the way. But my experience was pretty straightforward, and I actually appreciate it, and it's kind of inspired me to just drop this exclusive. I got the J&J single shot vaccination at Johnson & Johnson single shot here in Jacksonville. Got it at a library, the Eastside Branch Library, on the first day that it was made available to all Floridians who wanted it that were of the age of 18 and older. So, you know, that was cool in my estimation. It was something I had been waiting on. If you've listened to the podcast, you know, I had been talking about it, been talking about wanting to have the access and the option to get it. So when that came available, you know, I had to go ahead and leap on it. And I think, you know, shout out to Twitter, honestly, for putting it in the forefront of my informational feed, because one of the news sites that I follow here, the City of Jacksonville, tweeted about it at like 9 a.m. in the morning. I didn't see it because I don't just hop on Twitter the first thing in the morning until like an hour or so later. But I saw that, you know, it was like 400 doses available, no appointments needed, first come, first serve at this location, all of that, etc. So I was like, hell, I ain't doing much today, so let me go ahead and pull up and see what it's hitting for. So unfortunately, that library is closed, the Eastside Branch Library, due to COVID, but hope they open up back soon. And the irony is not lost on me that all of this is actually happening during Library Week. So I hate to see libraries and places like that close, because those are always good for the community. But in continuing my shot experience, like I said, pulled up at the Eastside Branch Library about 10:30 after peeping the news on Twitter. Like I said, about 400 doses, no appointments needed. And I had already been signed up for an appointment, which is the odd thing about it, you know, because you have two different ways of doing it. You can get, you know, go through the state government run website, sign up for the appointment, give them your information, tell them if you have a vaccination preference, or, you know, if you don't have any sort of preference. And then when they have the state operated sites or the federally run operated sites, they will contact you via, you know, phone, email, or however you chose to give them your information. So, you know, like I said, this was more, I was signed up for that, hadn't really got any traction since I did that about a week prior. But on April 5th, decided, hey, man, I see this information, see this is happening, I got some spare time, you know, it's in the first couple of hours, let me go ahead, pull up and see what's popping. So the line was steadily moving, you know what I'm saying? The medics had my information down at like 10:50 when I pulled up at about 10:30, so not a bad wait. You know, the line wasn't too bad. It was a mixed bag of people, old, young, black, and white, a little bit of everybody. So again, you know, good to see the community as a whole really kind of come out and see what it's all about, everybody trying to get that free healthcare. I was in the chair getting the shot in my arm by like 10:58. Got it in my left arm. I'm right-handed. About a 15-minute wait period after that, because I guess, you know, in the medical terms, I'm sure there are more professional terms, but I guess they don't want you to like geek out or have any crazy-ass side effects. So you know, you get to sit around and chill afterwards, still masking up, of course, staying masked up the whole time during this process. And, you know, I guess, you know, after that, it was pretty in and out, man. They have you log in. You got a little barcode on your chest. The lady scans it. She then, you know, tells you, hey, you got 15 minutes. When your 15 minutes are up, she calls your name and you can bounce. So in that sense, it was a pretty straightforward process, fairly easy. And so I hope everyone has the ability that wants to get the vaccine in that sort of simple process, that it's not some, you know, big runaround issue or anything like that. Because I think if you can make the access to these sorts of things easier, you will have more people signing up to get it. So like I said, man, pretty straightforward process up to this point. My bro had already gotten the J&J, so he kind of put me on as to what the expectations would be. But of course, everybody's after effects of getting the shot in the arm and all of that are going to be different. And so, you know, 6 hours in, I ain't really feel nothing too big there. Of course, immediately afterwards, you just got stabbed in the arm, so you're going to feel that a little bit. But I mean, again, that's pretty straightforward in that sense. About 12 hours in, you know what I'm saying, from 11 a.m. that morning, started to get the aches and chills, woke me up out of my dead sleep, bro. It was like, I'm in bed most nights by like 10:30, 11 o'clock if I done had a little caffeine or something like that. This woke me up dead of midnight, bro. I'm aching and chilling, thinking it's like 50-some degrees in the house. I'm shaking like a stripper in this joint, man. Could not stop shivering. Felt like I was on Naked and Afraid. When they don't have fire and they out there burning calories that they can't replenish just from shivering and shaking. My old lady rolled over, told me to take some Motrin. Around 12:30, I end up back asleep by 1 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I'm an early riser. So again, another 6 hours or so after that, I'm waking up about 7. Body's still aching, but I'm trying to shake it off, take the dogs out for a walk, get the cardio in like I normally would. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it moving, keep it pushing. But this shot, let me tell you, this shot had other ideas for your boy. So like I said, this happened on Monday. These ramifications really ain't take place again until Tuesday after I was getting that cardio in. Then my body was like, nah, bro, today is a rest day. We not doing shit today. So I hope you don't have nothing on the schedule plan. I was down bad all Tuesday, y'all. I ain't even gonna front with you. I'm not one for like taking naps or not getting basically the majority of everything I want to get done in the morning time. But on Tuesday, I was no good, no bueno, a no go, full stop on anything that wasn't taking a nap or trying to take a nap or barely taking my dogs out to let them have a little relief break every 4 or 5 hours. Other than that, I might as well have been KO'd or comatose because I was dead to the world. Down bad all day on Tuesday, bro. So, you know, the 24 hours in, I was like, okay, I see what it's like for a lot of people hearing their other recollections of events. This is when it hit your boy the hardest. And so again, you know what I'm saying? For those that are still wondering what the process is like, especially if you're getting a single dose. And that was something I wanted to do because I'm not one for getting shot in the arm twice. I ain't really trying to go through all of that process. I feel like I'm young enough. The efficacy rate, I can overcome a certain amount of it. I don't really have no pre-existing conditions and all of that. Thank you, Lord. So again, man, this is just my trial of having gone through it earlier this week. Wanted to share that with y'all. So be prepared, man. You get that single shot, it may hit you in 12 hours, but really, it's going to be that next day where you're really starting to get it in. If you're somebody with a similar body type, you know, all of that good stuff there.
Thank you for listening to the official Dom J Radio Show. The channel features artistic originals, special guest features discussing education and culture, and my takes on the latest news and sports. Subscribe to Official Dom J on WordPress and YouTube for more.
So I wouldn't say that I was really feeling like my normal self until Wednesday, really a whole, 48 hours removed, really felt less aches and less chills as the day sort of progressed. Didn't even really pop no pills on Wednesday to really combat any side effects, nothing like that. I'm not big on taking pills and all that jazz anyway, so that was good to go ahead and really, I guess, have gone through the worst of it. You know what I'm saying? A little residual ache here and there, but again, nothing that compared to what the previous 24 hours had been like. So I was definitely coming out on the other side of things there in that capacity. So if you've gotten the J&J vaccine, I'd love to hear from y'all if your stories are similar, if they're not similar, what the timeline and layout for the aches and chills and all that was for you, if you don't feel, too abashed to be sharing that story. And if you're waiting on your second dose or you felt something after your first dose of that Moderna or that Pfizer, definitely interested in hearing back from the show. You can always leave your boy a voice message as the links are in the episode. And ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, episode 30 of the official Dom J Radio Show, episode 30, free healthcare. Thank you for liking the show. Thank you for sharing and subscribing. Be sure to turn on those notifications so you stay notified as early as the episodes pop. We got some more special guests coming up as we get into our April editions. So again, as always, in the meantime, in between time, I hope y'all stay blessed. Stay woke, get plenty of rest, and mind your business. Don't let them catch you slipping. Peace.